So hi, ladies. I'm so thankful that you could take some time to come on this Q&A call with me today. My intention for this call is that any questions that you have or concerns that you have about taking this next move in your life are answered, as well as just creating a little bit of space for us to be able to connect with one another, and so that I can clearly outline for you everything that I want you to know about Mentor Masterclass, the Sisterhood membership, and just working with me one-on-one. So what I'd really like to start with is a question that came from one of the women that applied for Mentor Masterclass this week. And I thought it was a really great question that led to something that I'm really passionate about each of you knowing. And her question was, why did I create Mentor Masterclass, and how did I conceive it, and what is the purpose behind the program? Which I thought is such a powerful question, and a question I invite all of you to always ask before you enroll in any program or you think about working with any mentor or coach. Really ask them their why. And so I want to start by really sharing that with you guys today. If you read my email earlier, I had a moment today, a flashback of a memory in my life about 5 years ago. And I remember I had just received a letter in the mail from my student loan services, and it was an update on how much I had paid off over the past 5 years previous to that date and how much interest I had paid. And I looked at it, and I hadn't paid in 5 years. I'd been making payments every month for about $500 a month, and I hadn't paid off any of the principal. I was just paying off interest. And I remember feeling in that moment really upset, really helpless and stuck. I had a lot of fears about what my life was going to look like over the next few years, thinking about how hard I was working just to pay this interest and just not making any headway. And I was laying on my boyfriend's floor, and I was crying, and I remember thinking all these fears that I had, you know, like, he's never going to want to marry me and marry into my debt. I'm never going to find a career that brings in consistent, stable income. I was afraid for what my life was going to look like, and I was pretty young at the time. I was about 25. Actually, must have been a little over 5 years ago, so I was like 23. And in that moment, I remember after playing into the victim role and letting my fear mind take over, really kind of throwing a tantrum, I remember having a switch where I realized that no one's going to fix this for me. I'm not going to be handed some gift somewhere that's going to take away my debt and make my life easier or give me the dream career. It's in my control. I have to do something. And I made a decision that day that before I turned 30, I was going to pay off my student loan debt. And I had no idea how, but I just felt a switch in my inner power where I was deciding I'm going to take 100% responsibility for my actions. I'm going to make this happen. I'm not going to be in the victim mode anymore. I'm not going to choose not to look at my statements or not face my fears. I'm really going to stand up for what I want and do everything I can to make a difference for it. And at the time, my career was acting, and I put a lot of effort into my acting after making that switch, and I actually booked my first Broadway show that year. And I remember getting on stage on the Broadway show, and I was about a few months into my contract, realizing that I still wasn't inspired in my career. So I'd made some big moves in being able to trust myself more and bring in more income, but I still wasn't completely inspired by my work. And it was shocking for me, after doing so much work to get there, to be in what I thought was my dream job and to discover that I still wasn't satisfied. And it was really frustrating, because then I began to think, well, am I ever going to be happy? Is happiness something that's really possible in my life and for people and for us in our society? And I remember feeling at that moment that what was missing was being a contribution. And I had known my whole life that the reason I loved acting was because I loved creating characters that were able to overcome adversity and work through any challenge. And I loved being to able to be on stage and to inspire people and to connect with people in a way that would show them that life is okay. And this is what theater was to me. It was a beautiful expression through art of stories of human nature and overcoming adversity. And I had always been the girl in my circle of friends who everyone came to for advice, and I absolutely loved it. I'm the one that you would find at parties sort of sitting in a corner listening to someone and really enjoying engaging in real communication and real conversation about what's happening in their life, and I had always a strong desire and a pull toward living our best life, and I think it came from my family. I don't know if most of you know my story growing up, but my parents were heavily into addiction, as were most of my family members were drug addicts. And I remember looking at the choice to choose to numb out in life and knowing that that wasn't going to be the choice for me, that I really wanted to figure out, even if you're not provided the best resources for having a successful life, how can someone like me who's living, you know, in poverty with parents who are numbed out to the world, how could I still have the same opportunities and abilities to create a beautiful, successful life? So all of those things put together sort of inspired me in a moment where I began to wake up and understand that I really believe there's a shift happening in our universe right now, in our culture, where women are wanting to rise up and become a contribution. We're recognizing that a few of us are at the forefront of a switch, a new paradigm, where people understand that we don't have to live in fear and we can choose love. And that's where the coaching industry, I believe, is starting to really become a booming business. And there are women who are starting to hear that this is part of their purpose, to be the thought leaders that help this universal conscious shift, so that there aren't people out there who are crying on the floor in debt or afraid that they can't create the life they want because they weren't given the right circumstances, or uninspired with their career and just staying with it because they feel they have no other choice or that time is ticking by too fast. And this is when coaching started to come into my radar. And I'm telling you this story because my sense is that if you're listening to this, you too have felt some of these shifts within yourself, and you too are here because you feel that you have a purpose, that you have a gift for coaching. And I want to help you figure out how to make it your business, how to raise your self-worth so that you can raise your net worth, be a part of a huge universal conscious shift, and also feel completely inspired and aligned with your work. And this is what happened to me. I finished that Broadway show, and I found myself back at my restaurant working my serving job and really wondering, how can I create a more sustainable career that is truly in alignment with my gifts and what I want, the contribution that I want to be to the world? And of course, I started seeing, because this is how the universe works, when you ask a question of it or you open your mind and you say yes, it's going to reveal the signs to you. Synchronicities will start happening in your life that will bring you the right resources. And so coaching started to come into my radar. And to make a long story short, I chose to say yes despite being on unemployment at the time and not having enough money. I didn't go into the why. I really went into the connection to the yes. And I went back to that determined moment that I had on my boyfriend's floor of, I'm going to take 100% responsibility. I'm going to make this happen. And that's the mindset I went into when I went into my coach's training. And I said yes, and some beautiful things arranged themselves to help me to be able to afford my training, which I didn't know how. I only knew why it was important. And when you say that, if there's one thing you take from this call today, to remember that you don't have to know the how. You really just have to make the switch within you that you're going to make this happen, that you want it and that you desire it, and be willing to receive support and help from the universe. And if you are, things will arrange around you to make things possible for you. I believe that wholeheartedly, and I invite you to try just making that shift within yourself to see what occurs in your physical life and your environment. So when I said yes to coaching, I signed up for many different programs. spent a lot of money on my training, and I found myself really amongst a lot of older people in my training. So I was the youngest in most of my training courses at the time. And I was actually in one particular program right before I launched my business the year that I made my first six figures as a coach. I realized I was the youngest and most successful in my course. And my professor of that training also realized this, and the New York Times had approached him asking him if he would refer anyone who's been really successful in coaching for an article they wanted to feature about being a young life coach. And so he referred me to this writer. And what happened was I was featured in this article, and I don't know if some of you found me through this article, then you'll know what I'm talking about. The article was called Should a Life Coach Have a Life First? And it is now the number one article that comes up whenever any person types in how to become a life coach. So I became a resource for people who were looking into and waking up to pursuing their dream of coaching. And I had really shifted my life in that first year of coaching into being a living, breathing example of how these tools work and transform your own life. And I had completely went from being unemployed and uninspired to running my own six-figure coaching business, completely aligned with my work, and also really happily married to the man that I never thought would marry me, even with my debt, my silly fear that I had. And as a result of that, I had women from all over the world coming to me saying, Jay, I really think that if you can do this, I can do this. And I noticed that I was most passionate about serving the women who are feeling called toward coaching. And I made a huge shift in my business where I only now work and coach women who are coaches, who want to be coaches or thought leaders, or who are looking to really bring their mission and message to the stage. And with that switch, I was always getting the question, Janine, where do I get my life coach training? Where should I go? What's the best place to get started? And I was frustrated because I couldn't find a program that had all of the values that I think it really takes to change your life and to become a successful coach and lead a six-figure coaching business, if that's what you want, if your goal is to make that amount of money in your coaching business. It's not necessary to go that big. You can easily make an income of $50,000 to $75,000 in your first 6 months coaching. And because I couldn't find a program that I believed in, and because I was so passionate about serving these women, I wanted to really look into why was it that I was so different than even people twice my age in this coach's training program. What was it about my training or my approach that had me create success so fast and so young? And I started to put together some concepts, and I started to put together all of the nuts and bolts conversation models, tools, and techniques that I used and that all of my coaching friends used to create a program that had what I felt was missing. And there were three major components and mistakes that I saw that other people in training were making that were having them not be successful. So I really want to tell you guys what those are as I'm revealing to you kind of this story about why I created this program and how I conceived it. So the first one was that a lot of the people in my training that were becoming a life coach, they had never actually hired a life coach. So one thing I really believe in if you want to become a life coach is that you have to have a life coach first. And I wanted to create a coach's training program that included you having the experience of being coached and transforming your life so that you could walk your talk and be an example of the revolutionary changes that happen through coaching. Because if you're going to sell coaching to someone, you need to be able to prove and reveal what the value is and what kind of tangible physical shifts really happen as a result of having a life coach in your life. The second thing I noticed is that people in training were more focused on having a certification instead of just practicing and actually starting their business. And the third was they were trying to do it all alone, be this fierce, person who is ready to start their business, but they weren't really involved in the community. So I took those three aspects, and I realized I had been doing them very differently. I had hired a life coach the second I decided I wanted to become one. I didn't care so much about the certification as much as I cared about my confidence and understanding that I knew really valuable tools, how to use them in a session, and was really confident with a wide variety of techniques and tools and training to bring to my sessions. And third, I had created sisterhood in my life, so I wasn't doing it alone. I really started to look for mentors that could support me and a community that would be there for me. And that is where the core values of Mentor Masterclass really were born. So I want to tell you a little bit about the core values and how the class actually runs in the class so that you can get a feel for what it would be like to be a part of this training. And I also want to tell you about the two other options. If Mentor Masterclass is just not feasible for you right now, I have two alternate options that I've created to get you started so that we can at least create some movement now and you don't have to say no or wait, but when you're feeling the calling, you can begin to wake up to it and take some action. So the core values of Mentor Masterclass, the first one is to learn from the best. So I really wanted you to have the experience of having a life coach and having mentors that can really help you through the first year of your coaching business. It's a one-year program, and I created it that way because there are so many ups and downs that happen in the first year of building a brand new business and becoming an entrepreneur and learning to coach. And I want to be there for you every single step of the way in your first year building your business. So what you learn from me is the nuts and bolts tools of how to become a coach. You learn the coaching tools and techniques you need to be a very successful coach to get your clients results. And then you get a panel of 12 celebrity coaches who are going to teach you the behind-the-scenes secrets to how they built their six-figure businesses so that you can learn the secrets to faster results without making the same mistakes that some of the world's most sought-after thought leaders have already made for you. I wanted you to have the experience and the connection of being able to walk your talk in your life and receive coaching. So each month in Mentor Masterclass, myself and the celebrity mentors are going to take you through 12 modules that are really important in being a successful coach and having all the tools you need to coach your clients. And Mentor Masterclass is open enrollment, which means you can enroll at the beginning of any month because the modules don't matter which order you learn them in. So if you start in January, your last month in Mentor Masterclass would be December. If you start in February, your last month would be January. And each month we cover a theme. For example, in January we cover health coaching. Anything you would need to know to help a client through weight loss, to deal with a health problem in their life, to be able to know if someone has a health problem, how you're going to coach them through it to get the best medical advice, the kind of things that are going to come up. Every client is going to have something going on with their health. For example, in February, we learn relationship coaching, where you're going to learn the needs of the human spirit so that you can help your clients find partners in alignment with their core values and in core relationships that are going to be easy and beautiful so that they know what to look for in a mate. You're going to learn how to coach a client through a divorce, how to break up with a mate, how to find a mate, all of the things that will come up in our relationships. And the themes vary, not always as distinct as health or relationships. Sometimes we're just working on conversation tools. For example, life purpose, how to lead your clients through finding their life purpose, productivity and focus and time management, goal setting skills and techniques, using archetypes, law of attraction coaching, coaching entrepreneurs, coaching through a career transition. All of these are the themes that we cover over the 12 months. And like I said, it doesn't matter when you start because they repeat. The second core value I want you guys to know about Mentor Masterclass is that we help you launch your business. I want to be there every step of the way, and I want you to really understand a four-step process that it really takes to launch a successful business. So the way that we do this is by actually breaking down each week in the month into a focus. So we have our theme for the month, and then in the weeks, we shift our focus to the most powerful aspects of building a business. So in week one, we focus on you. This is where you receive coaching from me in our live calls. This is where you get the attention and the chance to shift your own life, to do the work in your own life, to experience the transformation for you. In week two, this is when you begin coaching. You're going to have a partner. Your partner's not only going to become your life coach, but she's going to become your client. So that instead of just learning these tools on a piece of paper in a book, you're actually going to embody them, take them off the page, and use them live in a session with your partner where you get to feel what it feels like to be the coach and see how these tools actually work live in a session. In week three, you're going to learn prospecting. This is where we have some really fun challenges in the sisterhood, where as a community, we work to find your first clients. I really believe there's no reason to wait. I encourage you to start getting paying clients in the first month of Mentor Masterclass. And the work is set up and the tools are set up so that you have the resources that you need to be able to do that. And in week four, we cover marketing. So this is where you learn everything you need to know about setting up an online website, running a blog, and SEO, how to use SEO to bring clients in from around the world, to have clients coming in while you're sleeping, to learn how to create a sales page, write your content, market your things, social media. Also, in prospecting, we're covering how to learn what to charge for your services and what model business model is going to work for you, along with how to actually create moving from one-on-one coaching to group coaching. All of these things are going to be covered in Mentor Masterclass. And the third value is sisterhood. I really believe as women, we belong in a nurturing community, and we're not meant to do it alone. And what happens in the power of sisterhood is that in this program, you're really surrounded by a new inner circle of celebrity mentors, myself, and women who are like-minded and living the kind of life that you want to be living. And I really believe that we are only successful as the five people that we spend the most time with. So if you think of the five people in your inner circle, and some of you who we've talked already have shared this insight with you, and if you think of the person in that inner circle that is leading closest to the life that you want to lead, that's the highest possible mark you have for creating success in your own life. So it's so important that we have a circle where there are people who are inspiring us, who are living in the means that we want to build ourselves to be able to live into, that are experiencing the kind of life experience that we're building up to, so that we can shift our beliefs around really seeing that it's possible. Our beliefs are one of the major things that hold us back in life, and really all beliefs are a consistent accumulation of things we've witnessed in our life. But we forget that just because we haven't personally seen it doesn't mean it's not possible. And the more that we create the chance to actually personally witness and see what is possible, people who are doing things that seem extraordinary to us, we then stretch our beliefs and we stretch our capacity to also invite that kind of life to our own experience. And in sisterhood, in Mentor Masterclass, you have so many opportunities for this in our private Facebook group. Each week you're going to meet with a sister circle, which is a smaller group of women where you're going to connect and support each other through any questions or challenges that come up. I'm also going to jump in once a month on that sister circle to support you, answer any questions, and give space for laser coaching. Another value of Mentor Masterclass is that you really have a one-on-one feeling where you feel that you're getting one-on-one support from your community and from me. And it's really important that I create that space in our group calls to be able to reach out to you, hear where you're at, and support you in building your business. So the Mentor Masterclass is the all-inclusive option. This is where you really get the life coach training. But if you cannot make that possible for you yet, if it's not financially in the means for you, there is a second option called the Sisterhood Membership. I created this membership for the women who graduate Mentor Masterclass who want to continue in sisterhood, and for women who are considering joining Mentor Masterclass or who are coaches and want to be in a real group of powerful sisterhood and powerful mentorship. The sisterhood membership includes a monthly call with me, it includes the partner, and it includes your sister circle calls every week. It also includes the featuring of the One Celebrity Mentor Training each month, which is a one-hour training where these celebrity life coaches take you through their favorite tools for walking your talk, using conversation models and tools and techniques that you'll use in a session with clients, how to prospect, and how to market. So it's a great beginner place to start. Rather than saying, no, you can't do this, it's a great place to start to say yes and get involved in the community and get my support to start shifting your beliefs around making it possible to join Mentor Masterclass. And the third option is the do-it-yourself self-study mentor program. And that's where you just get the training from the celebrity life coaches. So you can pick how many videos you want to receive. There are 24 total. You can get all 24 videos. You can get 12 or you can get 6. And it's the most affordable option for a way for you to get started now. So I wanted to make sure to get all of that out to you guys so you know the values of Mentor Masterclass, what's included, and the other two options as well. And now I'd really love to open it up to see if anyone has any lingering questions that you can ask of me. And if you want more information on each of those programs, you just go to mentormasterclass.com. And if you look under Work With Me, you'll actually see the three different training programs. So there's the full Mentor Masterclass one-year course. There is the Sisterhood membership, which is a monthly membership. And with a sisterhood membership, something to mention about that is that it's a minimum 3-month commitment. And after that, you can choose to stay in membership or you can drop out if you like. So that's kind of an ongoing choice for you. And with the Celebrity Mentor Training Self-Study, that's just a one-time buy option, and you can choose to purchase as many of the trainings as you like. There's a 6-video option, 12-video option, or all 24. And we do special launch periods, which happen to be happening right now, where there's some really beautiful bonuses if you sign up before actually midnight tonight, and you can always check the website to see when we're doing other launch bonus periods. Once a month, the featured celebrity mentor for that month, I do a special with them where to their community I'll offer the launch bonuses. So you might want to check out who's featured that month and see if you can get under that radar, maybe get the bonuses if you can't join us right away. But remember that you can join Mentor Masterclass or the Sisterhood membership at the beginning of any month. And the Sisterhood membership begins March 2014. And I believe that's all. So you can go on the website and see what the launch bonuses are right now, some really great savings if you sign up before 12, and also check out when our next launch period will be. And so now I would really love to unmute the line and give you guys the space to ask any final questions that might be coming up for you. And I'm here to support you around anything. So we've got about 10 minutes. And I'll unmute the line and put it out to you, ladies. So you guys are unmuted now. Does anybody have any questions or anything that they'd like to share with me while we have this time together?
How much are each of the programs? I know one of them is like $100 a month or something. I'm sorry.
Yes, that's correct. So the sisterhood membership right now during the – and who am I speaking to?
Lynn.
Hi, Lynn. Okay, so Lynn, the sisterhood membership right now during the launch period is $100 a month, and normally it's $111 a month. And
okay.
Then the Mentor Masterclass training, there are 3 payment options for Mentor Masterclass. So you can do the one-time payment, which is $5,000, and if you pay in full, you get 5% off, which takes it down to $4,750, which is the best value of the program. And it also includes the other bonuses, which is a 90-minute private intensive session with me and your choice of 5 additional celebrity mentors. The other 2 payment options are 12 payments, 12 monthly payments, so once a month for 12 months of $470, or 3 payments of $1,800. Does that answer your question, Lynn?
Yes.
Great. And the other option, the one that I didn't mention, let me actually look this one up. So the independent study, if you're interested in just digging in with the celebrity mentors and you want to pick up their trainings, it is you can receive 6 celebrity coaching training videos, so that's 6 hours of training with these celebrity life coaches for $275. You can choose 12 celebrity coach training videos for $475. Or you can get the entire celebrity coach training series for $875. And those are all one-time payments.
Okay, that's good to know. Thank you.
You're so welcome, Lynn. Thank you for your question. Does anybody else or Lynn have any other questions?
I actually have a question. This is Amanda.
Hi, Amanda.
I was wondering, I am providing my services, I'm a coach, I provide my services mainly for free because, well, I hear everyone's stories and they touch my heart if they can't afford it, so then I'm like, oh, you can have it for free. But I really, if I want to, like, get into any of these programs, I need to learn how to charge them. How do you, I mean, I know that people tug at your heartstrings, and you're probably tempted to do that all the time. Like, what would be your advice for me to, like, stop just every time they tug at my heart? I'm like, oh, okay, you can have it for free. What do I do, like, this, you know?
Amanda, that is such a beautiful and amazing question. Thank you for asking. And, yes, I have had this. Actually, with my launch, I offer scholarships, and I gave out 4 extra scholarships to the point where I really had to give out of what I had already allotted. So I do have that experience, and I know that when you're connecting with such amazing people, it's really hard not to want to give. And really, as coaches, we are such givers. That's why we come into this industry usually and why we're attracted to it. So I have a couple things that have really helped me shift around that that I'd like to offer you.
Okay.
One is that I've realized in my own experience, when something has been free for me, I have not pushed myself to the limits that I have when I've had to come up with a financial exchange. So I really do believe that money is just a means of an energetic exchange. And basically, money is one way of saying, I value this thing, and I'm going to trade something that I value for something of value. And it just so happens that in our life, money is a very big, it's like the number one choice for energetic exchange between people showing that they see value in something. Now there is the option of doing a trade, and there are, you know, other options where people actually do just give away their services. But what I have found personally is that when I have had to, for example, when I wanted to become a life coach and I had to invest in my own life coach training, and when I wanted to take my business to the next level, I invested in a mastermind, a very high-level mastermind. And when I wanted to heal some problems that I was having in my relationship with my mother that I'd had my whole life, I wanted to invest in working in Peru with the shaman, and that was a very expensive investment. But the gifts that I received and the way that I grew as a person as a result of me using money to express my gratitude for those things that I needed to add value to my life changed not only my relationship with money to where I was able to receive more money by my willingness to put out money, but it also had me show up because I was invested, and I had invested a lot. and I had put something that was really valuable to me, which was my financial security, on the line to receive something else of value. So I really showed up for it. And my experience with doing trades, as I've done many in the beginning of my business, I traded my services before I charged. And even later, I have, you know, traded my coaching for people to join my team. Say my first VA wasn't paid. I traded coaching for her to do VA services. I just found that people don't show up the same way when you either pay them or when you ask for them to pay you. And it's my clients who I've pushed past my own fear of charging, because really you're not doing them any service by giving it to them for free. You're actually feeding into their fears about money or their ability to come up with the funds to invest in themselves. So making that shift in my mind allowed me to understand that my job as a coach is to create transformation for people in their lives. And by giving away for free, I rob them of the very opportunity that helped me become a woman who could lead a six-figure business, who could have financial stability, who could believe in investing in myself and the return that's possible. So I think what I want to invite you to know is that every time you give your services for free, not every time, but the majority of the time, you're robbing your clients of the opportunity to have the experience of shifting their relationship with money and really becoming successful in their own life to provide value and give value for something that is of value to them.
Okay, thank you so much for that. I guess I've just been given so much in my life. So I'm just like, I have to give back. But at some point, I realize that it might be my own perception that I need to charge them because perhaps I am enabling them.
And I think maybe what a beautiful thing for you to do, Amanda, would be to set a limit of how much free do you give. If you want to give, because it's a beautiful, beautiful exchange since you've received in your life to give, to think about what is your boundaries? What boundaries are you going to set for how much you give? And also to recognize that what you're giving, the value that you're giving, you know, is to really be in tune with how much you connect to how valuable what you're providing is. I find that when you really raise your self-worth is when you're able to lead a more stable life. And when you have stable income, when you have a structure and you can provide for your own needs, you actually become more of a service to the world because you're not worried about paying your own bills. So you have these skills as a life coach and the ability to change lives with your skills. But if you're not charging for it, then you're struggling and you're not going to have the freedom to give at the capacity that you would if you had a sustainable, safe, really comforting income to provide you the space to be able to create and give more.
Thank you. That was really helpful. I'm going to sit down and decide, you know, how many I'm going to do for trade and how many, you know, for an act of service and how many paid. Thank you.
Beautiful, Amanda. You're so welcome.
And I so appreciate this call today.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you being here.
Thanks.
Okay, so I have time for one more question. Anyone else have a question? Okay, ladies, thank you so much for making the space to connect with me today. If anything comes to heart or mind that we didn't get to today or that you come up with later, please email me at jey@JeanineYoder.com. I read all of my emails, and as always, even if I don't get to experience you in one of these programs, I'm fully here to support you. So please engage with me on my social media or shoot me an email whenever you need help or support around anything. And also on JeanineYoder.com, I'm always requesting questions that I'll feature in a monthly video Q&A with Jay. So if there's another question, just personal or about your business or something else to do that's not about Mentor Masterclass, you can submit your question there, and I'll actually feature you and your business on my live monthly show and answer your question. And also you can check in there. I'm always sharing new tools, techniques, and conversation models and training for coaches to help take their business to the next level. So there's lots of free content that I'm always sending out there. So I really look forward to supporting you guys in the future of your business and your awakening to becoming a thought leader. And I'm so thankful to know you and to have this time with you. And I will talk to you all very soon. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you. Have a blessed
day. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.